Let me explain this for a signal processing term.
Mm-hmm.
We have a signal, and this signal needed a mathematical model.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part that Samuelson Solow came in, because they, in economics, their idea was always to have a mathematical model.
Mm-hmm.
Where in geophysics, they had the model of the Earth, but the Earth was treated as a large set of differential equations,
mm-hmm.
and the solution then were impossible. So instead, to get a simple mathematical model, so what we devised is what's called a convolutional model. And the idea is that the different interfaces in the ground go down.
Mm-hmm.
Each interface has a reflection coefficient. And then a wavelet, which is a pulse,
mm-hmm.
A seismic wavelet is initiated at the surface. It goes down and is reflected from each layer.
Mm-hmm.
So the actual trace, one of these seismic signals you receive, is the convolution of the wavelet with the reflectivity theory.
Mm-hmm.
So having that model meant that we could now sort of do business in signal processing. Now, the first thing was to have the model.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where all these people came to use, because we had Wiener and Samuelson Solow, Wadsworth, Levinson, and talking to all of them and everything, finally a model evolved.
Mm-hmm.
So having this, what's now called the convolutional model, then the next step was, knowing that you have a model, you want to deconvolve.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, unconvolve it to get back the components.
Mm-hmm.
So the deconvolution was the process that worked. Now, in order for the deconvolution to work, we had to make two assumptions. And one assumption was that the interfaces laid down in geologic time were random.
Mm-hmm.
There was no correlation between them, so that the reflectivity series is a random series. And then the other assumption we had to make was that the wavelet was minimum phase.
Mm-hmm.
And minimum phase was a term introduced by Bode and for feedback amplifier design. He wrote the definitive work on feedback amplifier design,
mm-hmm.
and that back in the early 40s. And that work is a classic. And by that time, he was in charge of the mathematics group at Bell Labs,
mm-hmm.
and later the vice president. But I'm not sure if he was just in charge of the mathematics group. And in his mathematics group, there was Shannon and Tukey.
Mm-hmm.
And Tukey was a half-time professor at Princeton and half-time at Bell Labs. Shannon had obtained his degree at MIT and then went to Bell Labs, where he developed information theory.
Mm-hmm.
And so Tukey was very interested in this project, and so we corresponded with Tukey. And then when I did visit Bell Labs and showed them this, it was a revelation in a sense, because Shannon, who was a theoretician, actually was most interested in the practical thing and the data processing side. Now, he had a like Wiener, although a theoretician, had a definite interest in that. Bode was very interested in this minimum phase, because the minimum phase that he'd been using was in continuous analog circuits, so that this is a digital form.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that evening I went to dinner at Bode's house with his wife, and Bode was there, and I was very nervous in a way, and Bode said, "You like something to drink?" And I really never had much to drink.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, "Well, in the movies they said scotch and soda."
Yeah.
I said, "Scotch and soda." I tasted it and it was so foul, I hardly understand it. And then Bode said that, he said, Tukey doesn't really understand minimum phase.
Mm-hmm.
Statisticians don't really understand it. It's mm-hmm. only electrical engineers.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now everybody does. But
mm-hmm.
Bode was a wonderful person. And
mm-hmm.
Also Paul Slepian was there too,
mm-hmm.
Who was a nice person.